Welcome to Marriage Heart to Heart. We're Tom and Elaine Waters with Restoration International.
We hope you have your pencils and paper ready because today we're going to be talking about establishing our roles in the marriage.
You know, this is something that I guess we would call it a hot topic because there's been a real misunderstanding and erosion away of the roles, not just women's roles today, but the real place that God designed for man to take. So we want to begin right back at the beginning with where God has showed us the best way for man and wife. So if you have your Bibles, turn with us today to Genesis. We're going to be looking at Genesis, the second chapter and the 18th verse. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet, a qualified, suitable helper." I'll put that in parentheses. That's what a helpmeet is.
So when God created man and woman, he created them equal because woman was taken from man's side. That meant she was not to rule over him, to be above him, are not to be below him, to be stepped on or walked on. That's what God designed in the original plan of creation for husband and wife.
So what happened?
Well, Eve decided she was going to try something a little different. And she chose to leave her husband's side. And in her wanderings, she fell into temptation. And after that happened, we see a difference in the role of men and women as God placed there in early in Genesis.
So then, am I to understand that the problem is that you can never physically leave my side?
No, not at all. But it means that women need to be content with the role God has given them in the home and not to become disillusioned or dissatisfied, okay, looking for something else.
Okay, so there was a restlessness that Eve experienced. And in her restlessness, she tried to take herself into a position and do some things that God never designed for her. And as some of you may or may not know, in the biblical account there, Eve was standing at that tree that she wasn't supposed to be partaking of. And the devil insinuated himself there as a serpent and gave her the illusion that if she would just eat this fruit, she would be, well, the snake was talking, supposedly, and that she would be like the gods, and that in reality, God was withholding something that was really good for her. If she could experience this, she would have a higher understanding. Well, as we know, she did experience this, and it didn't give her that. All she got out of that experience was she found out what sin and transgression was like, and the pain began there.
And it immediately affected their home. Up until that point, there was no contention, no problem, no strife in their marriage. But when that happened and the Lord came back to Adam and Eve and wanted to make them accountable, immediately blame began. Eve blamed, Adam blamed, and then we had the whole problem that we still see in marriages, blaming each other.
That's right. And so in Genesis 3:16, in the second half of the verse there, this is where we see that Eve lost her perfect equality. She chose to step away from the role that God gave her, and she lost her perfect equality there. And part of Eve's consequences there in Genesis 3:16, we're told, "Thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee."
Ooh. Whoa. Rule over. I don't know of any woman who likes that term, to be ruled over. It was a hard one for me because I interpreted that to mean that I have no more choice, no more say, that I was to be controlled by somebody else. That's not what it's saying.
That's right. So don't click off the program thinking, oh boy, here we go. Now we're going to talk about putting women in their place today. That's not what we're talking about here. Our desire in our own marriage, our desire has been to find and establish, or shall I say reestablish, the real positions that God has for us. Because where he created us, the closer we can come back to where he created us, the happier we're going to be as individuals, and the happier, more blended we're going to be in our marriages.
That's right. So let's look at those roles then that we have that God uniquely designed for us to enter into as husband and wife in the marriage.
You know, the Apostle Paul tells us there in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3, I will have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. I think we can take a step back and look at how Christ chose to be under the Heavenly Father. Mm-hmm. It was a choice that he made. He was equal with God. And because of sin, because of this very scenario that we just talked about, where Eve decided that she was going to do her own thing, and then Adam got involved, and we know the story, God and Jesus had a plan. Jesus chose to be under the lordship, if you were, under the head of his Father in order to carry out the plan of salvation. And I think that's beautiful. It was a cooperative plan that where Jesus that's willingly, right. Jesus chose to willingly become a servant. He chose to become a son. He chose to become the Savior, mm-hmm. our Savior. And that's beautiful. And I think if we can look at this context now where Paul, the apostle, says that the head of every woman is the man. I know in our marriage, we had some struggles with this, early on especially.
Well, I wanted you to be the head, but I wanted you to do it my way.
That's right.
That was the problem.
I think that if we look at this in the way that Jesus looked at this for our salvation, mm-hmm. aren't you happier when you are in the position that God designed for you to be?
Oh, absolutely. I have found it to be the happiest I've been because I can trust in your leadership, but it doesn't mean that you make all the decisions alone.
That's right.
Because we're worked together, and that's what that cooperation, the cooperation that is demonstrated through Christ and the Father. And that same thing needs to be demonstrated between a husband and wife. It's the cooperation between the two.
That's right.
It's like having a team. You know, your dad's often talked about having a team of horses out on the farm, you know.
Right.
He used to drive a team of horses when they planted the fields or plowed the fields. And he talks about, he'd always tell us about the main horse. They were yoked together, but he'd have the main horse. It was the lead horse. Mm-hmm. And then the other horse. But they were a team together. The lead horse by himself wouldn't be sufficient to meet the task. And certainly the other one needed the leadership of the lead horse. So I think it's That's a right. beautiful illustration of what God designs for us in our marriage that we read here in the New Testament that the Apostle Paul is talking about, that cooperation, that team effort. But there needs to be a leader and there needs to be a helper, a helpmate.
That's
and
right.
even in the beginning, in the perfect environment, woman's role was called to be a helpmate for her husband.
Hmm. So the issue here, and this I want to say, especially for the ladies that are listening or watching today, the issue here is not that we have to get woman back into her right place and man just goes on business as usual. What we're talking about is roles, plural today. We're talking about getting men and women back into our right roles because we're living in a society where it's been lost, and it's being lost. It hasn't completely been lost, but we want to see the man take up the responsibility. When I began to take up responsibility as the real priest and leader of our home, it made it a lot easier for you to take up and desire to take your role as the wife in the home.
That's right. So maybe we should turn to Ephesians 5:22 because here we find it very clear. And we've talked about this already through this series, Marriage Heart to Heart, about the role of the wife. And it says here, wives, submit yourself unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Now, unless we learn how to really submit or surrender ourselves to God, we're going to find it impossible to really understand how to submit to our husband. Because we have to understand how to do it unto the Lord first. And one of the things that helped me the most was to know that God only wants what is best for me. And when I choose to trust Him, that's really what submission is. I trust Him with my life. I trust Him with my being, with my happiness, with my peace, with my joy. I trust Him. And when I trust God, it makes it easy to trust you.
Amen.
And God then fulfills what He can do, what He wants to do in us, and to give us that peace and contentment.
That's right. Now, was there a time when it was difficult for you to trust me?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember that little situation that happened when we were making our move to the country?
Yes, I was learning in little things to trust and to be submissive in small ways, and it's a growing process. Because having been single and had my own career, my own profession, lived in my own apartment, made all my own decisions, and to move from that to being married, you know, I wanted that dependence on you, but I still had a problem with controlling things myself. And I learned little by little in small things, and it was growing. But when we made the move and we were leaving our medical professions and all the security of that, and we were moving to a country, to the country, and you were going to change occupations.
A lot of changes.
A lot of change, all at once. I had it all figured out. This was my plan. Look, we're going to move from suburbia, health professions, we're going to move the country. They don't really need a lot of program directors for radiology, x-ray teachers, I guess I could say, to make it simple. What, you know, there's not those kind of jobs where we were moving. So my reasoning, my understanding was, I'll just continue my nursing profession. I'll be a nurse everywhere. There's jobs for nurses. I'll continue in my role as a nurse and make a little money to sustain the family until you could establish your profession.
And what did I think about that?
You challenged me in a very loving way. You said, honey, we're not going to move across the country for you to be out of the home and working. The whole purpose of this is to return to God's original plan as close as we can. I don't want you working. And, you know, I'll take care of you. That was the promise, the commitment you made to me.
Amen.
And I found it a joy to surrender that because it wasn't looking for my way out.
Because you really didn't want to go back to work at that point.
I really didn't want to, but I felt like, you know, somebody has to make an income.
Yes.
But I trusted you in that, and I saw you put forth diligent effort, and I saw a willingness in you to do whatever it took in order to provide for the family.
That's right. I would have dug ditches if I needed to.
Or raised worms. You talked about raising worms. I wasn't impressed. I'm sorry.
You know, right here, I think it might be good for our viewing audience. This is not to say that a woman doesn't need to be prepared where there's a genuine need.
That's right.
Where there's a health challenge, where there's a crisis.
A single parent.
Where there's a single parent. There's many different situations. But what we were talking about and what we were going through was if my wife would have begun working, it would have made it too easy for us to miss the transition that God wanted and was preparing for us. And we see this a lot. We see many, many marriages today where it's either because of a lifestyle that wants to be maintained, that you've got two people that are working together out there in the workforce and the family is struggling in some of those areas, or it's just that maybe the wife can make more money than the husband. When that scenario is happening, if the husband isn't working to change that scenario, we have found over and over again that it creates imbalances in the marriage.
And we find as woman has left her role of nurturing the children in the home and being a homemaker and providing a little haven on earth for the family, as she has left that role and has entered into the career scene, shall I say, and that becomes her life focus, we see the deterioration of families.
Yes.
All around the world.
That's
the
right.
Result of that, everywhere this has happened, we see a deterioration in the families. And so, in order to to continue to develop our relationship as husband and wife, we felt the need to go back to the original and strive for the original, for the best, and to whatever level God could bless us with, that's where we would be content.
That's right. Well, we need to take a break right now, and we'll come back and we'll talk about the man's responsibility, the husband's responsibility. So stay with us. Welcome back. As we're talking here together about the roles, understanding our roles as husband and wife, we were just beginning to talk about the importance of the husband's responsibility here. It's not just what you need to do or how you need to change or reestablish your role. We men need to look at how we can reestablish our proper role. And I think the verse in Ephesians 5, verse 25 is an appropriate starting place or a real stepping stone to that. Husbands, it says, love your wives even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. The first key here is giving myself. It isn't being a dictator.
That's right.
If I'm going to really love you in the same way that Christ loves his people, loves the church, and gave himself, then I'm going to be willing to give myself. True leadership is service and servants. And it's interesting that even in top corporations, the top people who really have successful employees are people that stay in communication with those people, that they're really in communication, service from the top.
That's right. It's really a blend of both roles that God has given us here to bring us perfect harmony and unity. Mm-hmm. And it's a perfect balance, because as wives learn to let the husband lead and to be submissive to their leadership and to work and cooperate with that leadership, and husbands learn to love their wives, we have a marriage truly heart to heart. But when either one of us are refusing to enter into our role that God has clearly marked out, we find conflict in the marriage. If a wife is submissive and the husband doesn't love her, you have conflict. And if the husband loves his wife, but the wife refuses to let him lead and to be in subjection, not to be dominated by, but to be led, you have mm-hmm. conflict.
That's right.
It's really the two me's in operation again, instead mm-hmm. of the us. The wife's submission and the husband's love brings us to a loving us relationship.
That's right.
And that's what we keep working towards, because I'm not a perfect submitter all the time, but I'm learning that I'm happier that way.
And I think that as I'm learning, one of the things that frustrates many women, and we've talked to many couples where this is the case, one of the things that really frustrates women is where they are desirous. They want to have their husband lead, and the husband just refuses.
Mm-hmm.
And leadership here is in giving ourselves, it means giving ourselves to do what we need to do for the family, as the head of the family, as the priest of the home. And so it makes it difficult for a wife if I'm not really supporting you as a husband, if I'm not really leading the way, doesn't it make it hard for you to want to follow?
Oh, absolutely, because I don't have confidence there.
That's right.
But as I put my confidence in the Lord, he helps me to find ways that I can encourage you to take up that role instead of criticizing. And I think this is very important for us as women, that we encourage and lift our husband to help them to gain that leadership that we want, and not to condemn them and criticize them when they don't do it our way or when they fail. Because this area, well, we have a lot of influence in how effective our husband will love us and lead in the family.
Yes. Hebrews 13:5. Jesus, this is really the model of Jesus for us. And he says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee.
That's very comforting.
Isn't it though?
Yes.
And he is to us, he is our God, he is our Savior. He plays the role to us as the husband.
Mm-hmm.
And we as his church or his people, we are the bride. And so here we are in this relationship, and we know that we can always count on him. He will never leave us or forsake us. And it's been one of the things that I've tried to do in our marriage is to give you the security that I will not leave you or forsake you. That doesn't mean to get just a divorce from you or a separation.
Right.
It means that I want to be there so you can count on me in every situation, in the little things of life, that I'm there to be the leader, to be the priest, to be the house band.
My protector.
Yes, to be these things and to provide for you. And as I am choosing to do that and choosing to trust Christ to do that, is that providing you the security?
Oh, no question. I mean, I could trust anything. You know, even if we were separated, I know I can trust you. And I look to you to run my ideas by. I look to you for your judgment, for your input, and for you to make a decision. Not always, but in many things I do. Even if they could be simple things that I can do in the home. Mm-hmm. Even if I'm the one making those decisions in your absence, I still like to run them by you and get your input for them.
Well, I think that's the beautiful thing, and this is what I want to bring through to the viewers today. This understanding and reestablishing of our roles is not where we're trying to say, okay, let's get this woman back in her place here.
That's right. Let's put her in her place,
this
right?
This restless woman that needs
restraint.
Now, let's let God put us each back in our rightful places, because it's as we are the husband and the wife that God wants us to be, as my wife is truly submissive first to the Lord, as unto the Lord, as you are truly submissive to the Lord, you find your greatest opportunity to be submissive and to serve me.
That's right.
And as I am surrendered to the Lord, I find my greatest ability then to love you as Christ loved the church and to give myself for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so it isn't let's get woman back and get man dominating again. No, let's get woman back in the position where she's contented to be what God intended for woman to be. And you have things that I'll never have. I mean, we've talked about this before. You have strengths that they're God-given strengths of how you relate in the home environment. Even though you had a professional career when I met you, I can see over and over again this ability to, well, nest making, okay? And the bond that you have with the children, especially when they were young, is something that man cannot equal. And I believe that in the roles that God gave us, that is a special gift that he gives to women. And he makes us men, you know, we talk about the bucks. We have a lot of bucks and deer that come through our yard where we live up in northwest Montana. And it's amazing to watch the little bucks, those little tiny bucks, before they even have any antlers, they're up there ramming into those big bucks, these bucks with these huge racks on them. And that's what they're getting prepared
to face a harsh world.
For the harsh world. And I believe God puts it in us as men that part of our role is being out there and facing a hard world, a tough world, and that you're designed in a special way to have that bond and that love with the children. And not that I don't have the bond with our children, I certainly do. But the roles there's a distinct difference, mm-hmm. and they blend together to complement the home beautifully.
That's right. It makes us complete in our marriage that way.
That's right.
Because we each are taking up our responsibilities to make the home run harmoniously. One of the greatest blessings I found was to start studying through Scripture about women. And I want to encourage you women to go to the Bible and study what God has to say about women there. Look how women lived with Christ through the roles that God had given them. Especially in the book of Titus and Timothy, we can get a tremendous encouragement. And I know what it's done in my life. It doesn't make me any less of a person. I become more complete as I'm willing to be submitted to Christ and learn how to be that true companion to my husband.
And the same goes for the men. I think, men, we need to take responsibility. We need to recognize that if we want to become the men that God wants us to be, godly leaders, the priests of our home. We need to be spending time in God's Word. That is where we'll find the answers, which really leads us into the personal challenge for the viewing audience today. If we're going to be understanding our roles, then we need to really, as husbands, love our wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself. Husbands, we need to be willing to turn to Christ. We'll never be able to love like Christ unless we're surrendered, like Christ surrendered himself to become the sin bearer of the world. We need to love our wives. We need to give ourselves to our wives and make their lives easier in the role that God's given them.
And we wives, we need to encourage our husband to take up that role. And we need to cooperate with them and allow them to lead us in our family. That has been such a blessing in our home. And I want to challenge you the way God has challenged me, that with him it is possible.
Amen. And we need him to make it possible. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, we need your grace to be the true husbands and wives that you want us to be. We thank you that you'll give us the power in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, we hope that you'll join us again as we talk about finding forgiveness. That's going to be a good topic, isn't it, dear?
Oh, yes. Something we all need.
And we've had to learn to find that real forgiveness in our marriage, haven't we?
Yes.
And it's there. It's there if we are willing, because true forgiveness only comes from God. So we'll look forward to seeing you, Marriage Heart to Heart.
This has been a Three Angels Broadcasting Network production.